Show.
Of the MJ Morning Show. Let's get the show on the road. I got a feeling this thing's going to be shut down fairly quickly. All right, if you're following this morning or if you're just tuning in, let me just bring up to speed Man vs. Food, the Travel Channel show with Adam Richman. They will feature a hot wing challenge from a place called Munchie's 420 Cafe, Sarasota, Florida. They'll feature it on the September 16th episode. It'll be a brand new premiere. JD, the owner, is in the studio with his crew, and they've brought up the fire in the whole wings. These things are so hot, you have to sign a two-page waiver of liability. This is a release in case anything happens to you. Acknowledgement of risks, painful burning, and a serious injury to skin, lips, mouth, or eyes. Inflammation, irritation, or damage to the digestive system. On rare occasions, serious bodily injury or convulsions requiring immediate medical attention. Or D, on rare occasions, death. They have to sign this waiver. And I'm holding this thing right now. Well, you know, we'll scan this thing. We'll get it up on the website so folks can see the actual waiver that has to be signed. Meredith and Dilbert. Meredith, of course, show employee. Dilbert, just a stooge of an unpaid intern.
Hey, just kind of comes here for free and hangs out.
Exactly. Now he's going to have his face burned off.
I have Dilbert's waiver in my hand.
Right.
I have not seen Meredith's yet. Let me see Meredith's. Okay.
Meredith's is signed. All it right. was fully executed.
Yes, it is.
Is it initialed on the first page?
It is at the bottom right there. A little.
Please, hand me the waivers. Let me hand these to JD, the owner. He said before anyone touches them, he must have these things in hand. And there they are. He has the waivers in hand.
I'm a little nervous.
All right, JD, I guess I'm going to let you do the little gentleman start your engines. Anything you want to say to them, you want to go over the rules, how much has to be eaten before you say go?
Yeah, sure. There's just a couple rules. One of the rules is that you have to eat all the meat off the bones and the skin, and you can't wipe off any of the sauce. And the next rule is there is a two-minute burn at the end, which means that after you, if you've eaten, normally it's 10 wings, but I'm giving it to you guys for 5. After you eat the 5 wings, if you can eat all 5 wings, you have to not drink anything for 2 minutes afterwards.
So there has to be a 2 minute like burn in time.
Oh my gosh. All right.
And say that one more time. I want to make sure I digest that one more time.
After you're done eating the wings, if you get through all 5, there's a 2 minute burn time, which means you can't drink anything for 2 minutes after you finish.
All right. Now, is there a time limit to finish the wings?
Well, it would be 10 and 20 minutes, so we'll go with 5 and 10.
Okay. So the full challenge is 10 wings, but there's no way that Meredith, I don't think, is going to get past number 1.
No faith in me whatsoever. Well, what do you think is going to do better, Fester?
They have 10 minutes, MJ, or until they quit, which might be in a minute.
A lot of people, it's better to take the full 10 minutes, and a lot of people, they just try to shove it in their mouths.
As quickly as possible.
Yeah, but I'd say the latter of the two is most likely to make you use the garbage can next to you.
Here we go. MJ Morning Show versus food. Dilbert, are you ready?
Ready.
Meredith, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Ready.
And?
Get it done.
Go. Start that clock. All right, Meredith's...
Dilbert!
Dilbert is...
Oh, my God.
Dilbert is sucking these things down like ripping heads off crawfish. All right,
John
Dilbert. Get a microphone in front of Dilbert.
How do you feel?
How's it feeling so far? Are you feeling a burn yet?
He's got one done.
All right, well, hold on. Dilbert can't even speak.
Speak, man. Dilbert, eat another one.
It's hot.
All right, it's hot. Meredith. Meredith is screaming.
Meredith, how you feel?
Oh, my God. I'm in pain.
Meredith is on number 1.
Now they're
both wearing rubber latex gloves. Now remember, Adam Richman from Man vs. Food only was able to get 2.5 in. All right, is Dilbert hyperventilating?
I'm crying.
All right, dude, calm down. Are you crying?
Yeah, it's hot.
Eat.
You have the goggles on. You got shop goggles on here, so I can't see the tears yet. My God. Are you all right? Yeah, get the shop. Oh, look at his eyes.
Little girl.
It's the hottest thing ever.
Are you okay?
It's the hottest thing ever.
All right, Meredith.
Are you allowed to spit?
Sure.
Just spit.
Never had anybody ask me that question.
Did he spit
before
on the floor? We have a garbage can.
All right.
Meredith, how you feeling?
I'm in so much pain. I can't even feel my tongue right now.
Meredith's handling it better than Dill, Brett.
I don't know why I did this.
She's just not complaining as much.
Bye, Dill.
I'm a woman.
Dillbert, what are you doing?
I quit.
Dillbert! Speak in the microphone.
I'm done.
Are you all right? He's drinking water. He just took the he ripped the gloves off. Did he eat one? Fester, right. Did he finish one of them?
Looking at Dilbert's plate, MJ, he ate one whole wing. The whole little, like, the double little flapper
he's
part right there.
Milk.
All right, Meredith, it's up to you now, babe.
Dilbert is out. Look at his eyes. He's crying.
Meredith going for piece number two.
Get a picture of Dilbert's face. Now he's got a milk mustache on, too.
Forget about that quitter, because here comes Meredith with her second piece of chicken.
Dilbert is licking ranch dressing now to try to get any.
Look at him.
He just licked a thing of ranch dressing. He's dipping his tongue in ranch dressing.
Meredith, you out?
All right, Meredith.
No, Meredith, you got this.
All right, how many has Meredith eaten so far?
She's eaten one. She's eaten one whole piece. There's the bone of the one that Meredith eaten so far. Meredith, how you feeling, babe?
I'm in a lot of pain, but I think I can do it.
Okay.
All right, we're going for the second piece.
Right, got it.
Stand by.
You got plenty of time.
Meredith, you can drink all the milk in the world. It's not going to make it any better. Go for piece number two.
Wow. My ears are burning.
Don't bring on the hallway and cry. Your
ears are burning.
That's a new one.
All right, this is the hottest pepper extract in the world. Now, what? It's the ghost pepper? Give us the details.
It's the Naga Jalokia pepper.
Say that slowly.
Naga Jalokia pepper.
Naga Jalokia pepper.
She just took a bite of her second piece.
All right, she's on wing number two. Remember, Adam Richman quit after 2.5, right?
2.5, yep.
Meredith, can you beat man? This is the woman versus food.
Uh-huh.
All right, so the Naga, whatever.
I can't talk.
All right. So this thing is an Indian pepper?
Yeah, it's grown in India. Mm-hmm.
And you're
shaking.
Buying
it's the hottest pepper in the world.
And you're buying an extract.
Right.
So it's like a pure
It's an extract from the seed of the pepper.
God. And what are the Scoville units on that? Do we have any idea?
They haven't really tested it yet, but it's definitely over 20 million.
Oh my God.
Plenty of time.
Meredith, how many are you on right now?
I'm on my second one.
You haven't finished second one yet?
No.
What does this feel like? Describe it.
My tongue is on fire. Every 3 seconds, I have to take a sip of milk.
How about your eyes?
It's completely numb.
You're starting to water.
Yeah, my nose is dripping a little
How
bit.
Much mascara did you put on? It's going to start leaking and running down your face like Tammy Faye Baker.
It'll show what's going on.
In a couple of moments here.
I think I might need another thing of milk.
Nah, you'll be fine.
Mm.
Froggy, pour more milk, Froggy.
More milk.
Too lazy.
She's panting like a dog now. Man, Dilbert, you wuss. Where's he? He's gone?
Dilbert, I'm going to do this.
I think Dilbert is flushing his face out with like a fire hose somewhere. All right, Meredith.
I didn't mention, but you have to eat it off the bone. You can't pull it apart with your hands because then the sauce gets all over your hands.
All right.
Yeah, quit pulling it off the bone. You got to put the whole wing in your mouth.
Okay, all right.
All right? You know, I'm pretty close over here to Meredith and Fester, and my eyes are burning from just the sauce wafting off of the wing. My eyes are burning like I'm in some kind of a chemical fire. My God,
Oh, my God.
All right, Meredith, are you going to make it?
Meredith, I'm doing it.
Put that in your mind. You got to beat this guy from Man versus Food.
She beat Dilbert.
Yeah, beat Dilbert like a mule. All right? Come on. You got to put that bone in your mouth.
Give me a second, MJ. I'm dying.
Oh, man. This looks painful.
My whole body is shaking right now. It's like shutting down.
I'm surprised neither of you got the hiccups.
Look at her hand. She's shaking. Shaking like a leaf.
Two pieces down.
No, hold on. I don't know. Hold on. Let me move this cup out of the way. I'm not even touching that cup.
That's pretty well eaten.
All right, do those qualify?
JD? Hang on one sec. I can't see.
Come on around.
Come on
JD.
Around. Let me make sure that these bones are picked clean enough.
I need a paper towel.
Remember, Adam Richman, Man versus Food, he could not get past 2.5. And Meredith is now 2 down. Meredith. And then we still have Dilbert's plate. Then we'll move her on to Dilbert's plate.
Are we keeping time?
All right. I'm going to go for 3.
Yeah, I started my watch.
I think I'm going to puke, though.
All right, we're about 6 minutes in right now.
Do it.
About 6 minutes in. You're about to cross over the point.
Hold on, don't do
Adam Rich. You haven't beat Man versus Food yet. don't throw up. Come on.
No, just a cough.
She's
just
fine.
One more wing and you beat him.
Stop with the milk. The milk's gonna make you curl.
It's the only thing killing the pain.
One full wing and you beat Man versus Food,
the
dude.
The milk's gonna make you hurl. Stop with the milk. Go with
come
the wings.
Come on, you wuss. Let's go. Eat. Take the whole thing, shove it in, and
I can't do it.
Pull it off the bone.
The milk is working against you, Meredith.
Do one more, you can beat him.
Come on.
Now I know the pain we go through dealing with you.
You can even handle the one, Froggy.
Complete this fully. Eat that whole wing, and you beat Man versus Food. And that's going to run nationally on TV in a couple of weeks.
And you're
going to
puke.
No. Well, first of all, not on my new laptop. Turn away. All right. Oh, no! No, she's fine. No, that was just a burp.
That was a burp.
Come on. One more wing.
There you go.
One more wing.
She's it. Go into it, Mary. Good job.
Do it fast.
Just go. Keep going.
Get it down.
Do it fast. Come on. Just eat it. Oh, she's trembling like a leaf. Come on. Oh, Mike.
She's going to do it.
She might do it. No, you can't pull it off.
You gotta eat it. You gotta eat it.
Put the bones in your mouth and eat it off the bone. And
suck your fingers.
She actually.
Hold on. No, there's a little more on the end there.
A little bit.
Pull that off.
She's got three wings now.
She's now beating Man versus Food, dude.
Oh, Meredith.
Adam Richman is your bitch.
Oh, my God.
Adam Bitchman.
Meredith. I don't like what I just saw. I just saw a little bit of a... All right, turn the other way. All right, that's three.
Wait, she didn't eat them. No, she did not eat them. She just threw it up.
Well, did she...
It's no good.
She
gotta keep them down.
Hey, it's no good.
Is she hurling?
It didn't. Oh. She did not swallow it. Oh, it was still
MJ.
In her mouth. She was chewing.
MJ.
So she has to...
She still has to eat another wing?
Eat another wing.
I need my milk.
There's a whole
here's the gallon. Here's
here.
The gallon right here, Meredith.
Just chug it out of pour it on your head. I don't care
seriously.
What you do with the milk.
You had it in the bag.
Meredith, you had
now you have it in the meat. Now it's in the bag.
So the meat was in her mouth.
But it wasn't in her body. Here it wasn't ingested.
And you spit out the meat. All right, you gotta eat another one now. Come on, you haven't beaten Adam Richman yet.
I can't do it.
No. Well, come on. Eat one more.
You
come
quit?
On.
She's quitting, MJ. She's quitting. She's getting ready to take her gloves off.
You've only done two.
She's taking her gloves off.
You spit out the third. It was in your mouth completely. You didn't swallow it.
First of all, I swallowed it and then I puked it. So whatever you want to count that as.
It doesn't count. You've done two.
I can't do
anymore. No, Meredith. Come on. One more. Oh, no. Come on.
Oh, no.
Meredith,
your hair.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Meredith, look at me, baby.
She looks like a wreck. She looks like she was like beaten on a cops episode now.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Wow.
Oh, man. Holy crap.
Meredith. First of all,
she is guzzling milk like I've never seen. She's pouring two cups at a time.
Meredith almost has a whole gallon of milk ingested. She's almost through an entire gallon of milk.
Where are you going, Meredith? Where are you going? Oh, God. Oh.
I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm gonna puke everywhere. Oh, my God.
She's crying.
You're okay.
Tears are streaming down her face.
I can't even touch my eyes.
Don't touch your eyes.
Don't touch your eyes. Take the gloves off. You can't touch your eyes.
All right, her mascara's leaking like Tammy Faye Baker now, just as I predicted. Oh, my God.
Stupidest idea ever.
Oh! Oh, no. Do we have to take a break here?
No, keep going, baby.
Hey, I need you to run some sound effects for me, Meredith. Get some audio bites over there. Oh. You know what? Dana, the engineer. Dana, come in here. Tell him to get some of that Freon spray so we can turn that can upside down and freeze her mouth. Hey, get some of that air stuff and flip it upside down so we can Freon her mouth.
A little bit of sugar in your mouth sometimes helps.
Yeah, really? Grab sugar. There's a whole thing of Domino sugar over here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at her face.
Here, Mary, just pour it in, baby.
Just pour the sugar in.
Here, right here, right here, right here. Pour.
Oh! Oh, these noises are killing me. Oh. All right, JD, is this a typical reaction?
Yeah, usually it's in the parking lot, and I don't get to hear the up close microphone vomiting. But
wait a minute, you were so close. You had meat from wing number 3 in your mouth. The meat was in your mouth,
I
and
swallowed
you spit
it, and then
it out.
I puked it.
Oh, Meredith, you were so close.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, guess what? I know why Adam Richman, gave it up after 2.5. Meredith, I thought you were...
Oh, Jesus.
I turned that mic off. I can't take it anymore. Oh, my God. Well, the challenge is real, man.
It is.
You're telling me that someone's done all 10 of these things?
Yeah, 25 people have gotten through it.
That's out of control. All right, Meredith. Can somebody, Dilbert, supervise her, please? Just walk with her, make sure she doesn't collapse. Hit her head on the countertop or
she might pass out. She might pass out. She's walking wobbly.
Hey, yell for Dilbert. Don't leave her alone. Yell down the hallway. Hurry, just yell right now.
Dilbert, don't leave her alone.
Go in the bathroom with her and just watch her. I'm sure she doesn't die on us.
Wow.
Well, she signed the waiver, so.
That's going in my pocket before you guys take it.
I'm not taking it. That's why folks have to sign this waiver. Unbelievable.
Good thing I have a button on my pocket.
JD from Munchies 420 Cafe, Sarasota, soon to be featured on the 16th of September on Man vs. Food on Travel Channel. And Adam Richman can only do 2.5 of these wings. Meredith had 3 in her mouth and then...
Came back.
Hey, MJ, look at this.
All hell broke loose.
Dana the engineer.
He didn't sign a waiver.
Dana the engineer tried it. He's doing it on his own free will.
Dana the engineer.
He can't handle one.
Just picked up one.
He can't handle one. He's from the islands, so he likes hot stuff.
Come on.
The engineer just...
Hey, Dana, grab the microphone.
Talk to the microphone, Dana.
Dana the engineer, who is a human garbage disposal.
Yeah, right.
You all right?
Oh, my God.
And where are you from? You're from...
St. Thomas, Virgin Islands.
From Sheffield.
So, Dana... Oh. You walked in here thinking that it was a joke.
I knew it wasn't a joke. I figured, how hot could it be?
How hot is it?
Oh, my God. This is miserable.
And he just took a little bite and he put the thing down after a little nibble.
Yeah, eat some of Meredith's sour cream there, buddy.
There you go.
Now he's taking spoonfuls of sour cream.
There you go. Good job.
Oh, man.
Good job.
All right, JD, great stuff, man.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
JD, listen, we're going to have to make the trip, man. We're going to have to go down there and have some lunch, man.
Please do.
Now, you open up at 4:20.
4:20 in the afternoon,
And you close at 4:20 in the morning.
Right.
What's the best time to go there? You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Somewhere in between 4:20.
I would imagine 1 a.m. on, like, Friday, Saturday, you guys are rocking, right?
Yeah, that's probably the worst time to go there, to be honest, because you won't get food for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Cool, man. Thank you so much, JD.
Hey, we appreciate you making the trip up here.
We'll put all your information up at the website, plus the video and the pictures that Hurricane took. It'll be up shortly at MJMorningShow.com. That's just incredible.
I'm going to scan the waiver.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
We're going to put the waiver online so folks can see what the waiver actually looks like.
I've seen some of these restaurants that have a waiver, and the waiver's kind of like a joke, but yours is no joke. It's a real legal document.
Yeah, there's no joke about that.
I know. Has anyone heard any noises coming out of the bathroom?
You don't make noise when you're dead.
I just walked by. I saw a wet Dilbert hanging out in front of the girl's bathroom.
Wow. Froggy, guess what? Did you see the smokinggun.com this morning?
No, why?
There's been an arrest in one of those prank net things.
What does that mean?
The calls? Is that guy, Dax, or something?
Listen, Froggy's prank calls are harmless. Froggy's not having them, like, burn down the restaurant, smash all the windows in the lobby of a hotel. There's been a rash of those things, and you know, we've gone over a bunch of them.
There was one in Orlando. There was one in Conway, Arkansas. You know, the one in Orlando actually got to a hotel room and suckered a police officer from Indian River County.
Yeah, a deputy sheriff from Indian River County, Florida, was in Orlando, and one of these pranksters got a hold of the room. They said they were the front desk, and they had to smash the window out. They had to throw the...
TV set through the window or through the...
Whatever the story
something
is.
Something like that.
Then they had to throw the mattress out of the window so they can jump on the... Oh, there was a gas leak. Gas leak. They had to smash the window. Then they had to smash a mirror because the guy convinced them that behind the mirror, if you broke through the wall, there were gas masks in the wall. I mean, who falls for that crap?
A lot of people.
There have been numerous things. How about the fast food restaurants?
You know, MJ, KFC, I remember, was it a Burger King where somebody called in and said, I'm the police and one of your employees has drugs on him and you had to strip search him?
It was one of those things or stealing cash or something.
Oh.
I mean, all kinds of stuff.
So there's been an arrest?
Also, the fire suppression system. They had him pull the foam system, and the whole restaurant filled with foam.
We had a caller call in about that. That was a joke he pulled on.
This is from thesmokinggun.com, and this is from yesterday, the first PrankNet arrest. Texas man, 24. Cops to telephone a hoax targeting Arby's restaurant. This one says, Texas man exposed in a smokinggun.com report about a network of malicious prank telephone callers has been arrested in connection with a hoax directed last month at a fast food restaurant. Sean Powell, 24, is facing a criminal mischief rap for his role in the July 5th prank targeting an Arby's in his hometown of Baytown, Texas. According to the below criminal complaint, as the Smoking Gun first reported on August 4th, Powell, a convicted sex offender, was a regular on PrankNet, an online chat group whose members have spent more than a year placing criminal prank phone calls that have caused significant damage to U.S. businesses and residents. Powell uses the nickname Slipknot Psycho. And another PrankNet vandal called the Baytown Arby's and convinced an employee to activate the eatery's fire suppression system. As a result, foam was discharged from overhead, damaging the restaurant, causing its closure. An employee refused to follow Taylor's directions to break the firm's windows to help counteract the supposed toxicity in the foam. During the questioning by they tried to get him to smash all the windows in the Arby's. During questioning by a Baytown Police Department sergeant, Powell, pictured in the mugshot above, admitted his role in the Arby's prank and identified himself as part of a large group who make prank calls via voice over internet connections to hotels and restaurants. That guy Dax is supposed to be the one that did the one where in Conway, Arkansas, where the clerk at 6 a.m. pulled the fire alarm, then started smashing the overhead sprinkler heads, causing the whole lobby to flood. And then they told him to smash out all the lobby windows, shut off all the power in the hotel. I mean, they turned the place into a wreck.
The manager was like soliciting help from customers, patrons of the hotel. Was it a Holiday Inn Express?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Outrageous. So I tell you what, they're onto this now. So they've got this guy. They're going to start rolling these folks in. They're going to figure out who's done all these pranks and all the damage that's been caused. And, you know, these are felony raps in some of these cases. So part of a large group of prank calls via, you know, the internet over, you know, VOIP, VoIP. Powell added that he was new to the game and this was his first restaurant that he called. Powell was accompanied on the Arby's call by Tyler Markle, a PrankNet regular known as Frankster. In several July interviews, Powell told thesmokinggun.com that he used his Skype account to conference Frankster in on the Arby's call and also identified his cohort as a fellow Texan. But when questioned by Baytown cops, Powell curiously claimed that his co-conspirator lives in Western Canada.
That's the guy Dax, because we heard he was Canadian.
We heard that this Dax guy, or Dex or Dax, what was it?
Dax. D-A-X was the name we got. That's his, online
that,
pseudonym.
That he's Canadian. We have heard that he was making the calls from Canada. Yeah, Markle, who was also unmasked in the original TSG report, is the subject of at least two other criminal probes focusing on his PrankNet calls. Yeah, 19-year-old Texas resident was once convicted of raping. Here's the deal. He once raped a 5-year-old girl? You got to be kidding me.
Wait. Who?
The guy who made these prank calls?
Dax?
No. This guy busted for the Arby's thing.
Okay.
Sean Powell. It says, Markle. Markle. Not Powell. Markle, a 19-year-old DeBall, Texas resident, was once convicted of raping a 5-year-old girl and served 30 months in custody. In May 2002, Powell was sentenced to 13 months in prison following his guilty plea to a felony count of indecency with a minor. Holy, so he's got a problem, too. So Markle, that was a rape of a 5-year-old girl. Man, these worse stuff here than just phone pranks. Wow. Anyway, that's the latest here on these prank calls. They're going to start rolling these things in. I mean, there's been hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage.
It's all good when it's fun and games like what Froggy does with the poor pawn shop guys like he did today. But what these guys are doing is just vandalism. It's violence. No,
it's malicious vandalism, and it's horrific. And yeah, you know, someone can get hurt. You know, no one's going to get hurt with Froggy calling a pawn shop saying that the guitar's busted, you know, and it sounds like crap.
Yeah, a lot of my calls like earlier in the week when the guy had a heart attack. You know,
you had a heart attack.
My characters had
exactly
the problems.
Yeah, Froggy's calls have the Better Business Bureau seal of approval and good housekeeping as well.
That BBB one was hard to get.
You also have an Energy Star rating.
Quick break, back in a minute.
That was pretty easy.
I got to get into this Hulk Hogan, Linda Hogan circus. You know, did I institute a ban that I wasn't going to talk about these idiots anymore?
I don't know. I have so many bands going. I'm confused.
I know. I've forgotten what bands I have going.
We should have a ban on bands.
All right. Hang on. Also, what is it about women going after guys that are taken? Well, we might have some science behind this, guys. Why women can't say no. Why women go after and target and want married guys. We'll get to that in the next segment as well. I'm sure that's going to blow up the phones, so stand by. Back momentarily on the MJ Radio Network.